It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman with the Utah Foster Care Foundation. Utah Foster Care Month is the month of May, and we've been kind of touching base and talking about foster care in the area and statewide the entire month. And today we've also brought in Lane Miller, who has been a foster parent for over 20 years here in the Carbon County area. We need to talk with him about, you know, taking care of teens and looking after the teens, because that's what Lane has done the whole time. So that's very important, because it's somewhat, it's a kind of a niche here in the area that not a lot of people want to take care of. And we're going to talk about that and kind of dispel some rumors this morning. Kobe, Lane, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
It's always good to have you guys in, and this is an important thing that we definitely need to talk about. So first and foremost, Kobe, we're going to start with you. You work with Utah Foster Care Foundation here in the area, and what kind of things do you do down there for them? I know you are kind of a recruiter for them, looking for foster parents and things like that, but if people have questions or curious, you're one of the people that they need to get a hold of, right?
Right. So my responsibilities are to help find families that are willing to take children in their homes, and then to help support them once they are involved with the program and working with the children. And we do have a trainer that trains them, provides great training for families so they know what to expect, kind of get some tips on parenting and child development and different things that a lot of families say they wish they would have had before they had their own kids even. We don't have a parenting guide, and so sometimes it's nice to have some of that information up front. And when kids have experienced some trauma, there's some things we've learned about ways to help them, and that might be different than people's own children. And so we want to make sure they're prepared.
And like I said, one thing that you do is you look and answer questions for people that want to be foster parents or that might be kind of on the fence to be foster parents. And I think we've talked in the past, just this month, about how important it is to find some more foster parents for this area. What are you kind of looking at in our area for foster parents right now?
Ironically, we generally have right around 100 children in care. And it doesn't matter when I look at it. I look at it every year at this time of year, and it ranges between 95 and 100 kids. Right now, we have 99 kids in care. And we have 20 foster families to care for those children. So what that means is if there's not enough families in our area, then we have to look outside the area, which means then it's harder for them to have visitation with their family, to remain in contact with their friends, maybe other supports in their life when we have to move them out of the area. So with 20 foster families, the majority of those already have placements and some may already be full. So we're constantly needing new families to come in and fulfill that need as the children keep coming in and it kind of rotates through.
And you said that one of the most important categories and segments of foster kids is teens, and teens are very hard to place.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's near as many people who want to take teens into their home. And so I think that there's a thought that they're scarier than other kids. And teens can be difficult. We all know that. There's no getting around that. But we have great families like Lane, who has been willing to take teens. And so I think that when families can hear a little bit of his experience, it might help them feel more comfortable.
And Lane, we were trying to decide, and you made it sound like you're not even sure. How many years have you been a foster parent here in the area?
I'm not really sure. It's probably close to 25 at this point.
And the thing about that is, too, in that entire 25 years, you've always taken in teens, is what you were telling me. Why is that?
Well, I saw a long time ago that when boys in this area, and we take teenage boys, that boys who were put in foster care because of the shortage of homes, they had to be placed outside the area. And usually it's up north. It's Utah County, or it's in Salt Lake County. And I could see how difficult it made it for them to have home visits, to make court appearances, they lost their friends and their family members. And so we made the decision early on that we would take teenage boys. Now, we have had some younger ones. We even had one that was 7 years old for about 9 months. But primarily, it's teenage boys.
And that's one of the important things about the foster care, you know, system, is that you try and get these people, these kids, as close to family and friends and things like that as possible, because that really helps when it comes time for them to come home. So I that would be a very difficult situation to have them go over the hill. Have you noticed in your experience that the having the family and friends close by really helps?
It's one of the keys. You know, we tell the boys when they come into your to our home, we want to make you the best whatever their name is that you can be. And we're only just a small piece of helping boys improve and be better. Their friends play a part, their biological family members play a part, their relatives play a part, the community plays a part in that. We're just a small piece, but that's what we want to do. Yeah, we want to make them the best person that they can be, so when they leave our house, they are successful.
And my question to you now would be, if there's somebody out there that's one thinking, you know, maybe I want to do this, or maybe they've just been thinking about it for months, or maybe just kicking it around, what would you tell them? Why is one of the best reasons? What is the best reason to become a foster parent?
Well, I could sit here all morning long and talk about how this experience has made me a better father, grandfather, great-grandfather, a better person. And that to me is the best result that I can say. I'm a better person because of what I've done. And I'm part of my job, I think, is to help society. And if you want to help society, you help the kids. And there's a real need for helping teenage boys.
And you've even taken it another level. On a statewide level, you are a foster mentor for families that are becoming foster kids and their foster parents. So what kind of things do you kind of hand down to them as you're kind of working with them and mentoring with them?
It's fun because when I start, I just introduce myself and then I answer questions. And the first couple visits, I just answer questions. And then once we're introduced and they have a basic, then we start talking about, well, what do you do when this happens? And then what happens with this? Well, we're having trouble with school. How can we solve that? And through our 25 years of experience, we've encountered just about every problem you can imagine.
There's not much that's come down that you haven't had to deal with already.
Every now and again, something surprises us, but yeah, we pretty well handled it all, and we can use our experience to answer their questions, and they are so thrilled that there's somebody there who can answer specific questions. What do I do about grades? What do I do about cell phones? Cell phones is a big one, and we have a structure and a plan for what happens to the cell phones. What do we do about video games? You got to have limits. And we can help them with all that kind of stuff.
All right, Lane, thank you for what you've done for foster care. Kobe, if people are interested, what do they need to do? How do they get in contact with you?
They can call my office, and that number is 636-0210, or they can always look on our website at utahfostercare.org. On the website, there's lots of information if they just have general questions about what the requirements are and what they need to have to qualify. All that stuff's on our website, but I'm also happy to answer those questions. And if they have more specific questions about something specific to their family, if they think that this particular thing would work with foster care, they can always call me and I'm happy to answer any of those questions.
All right. Kobe Prettyman with Utah Foster Care Foundation and Lane Miller, one of the many foster parents here, and we always need more here in Carbon County. Thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to join us.
Thanks, Dave, for the conversation.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.